Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One of the big headliners at Lollapalooza, drugs. Chicago DEA is warning of deadly drugs at Lollapalooza. And I know this probably doesn't affect you, but it might affect your kids or your grandkids. And yeah, they're going to roll their eyes when you go, hey, I heard about this on WGN and you need to be careful. But Luis Agostini is with us and he's a representative for the DEA. And you're worried about the drugs at Lollapalooza, aren't you?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. We are worried. Given the opioid overdose epidemic that our nation is facing, last year over 107,000 Americans died as a result of drug overdose. Two-thirds of that was tied to synthetic opioids like fentanyl. Here in Chicago, last year, there were nearly 1,300 drug overdose deaths tied to fentanyl. And as of this year, it looks like that number will continue trending upwards and will surpass this year. So the fake pills that are on the street that are being taken unknowingly and causing poisonings and deaths of Chicagoans, of our young ones, definitely concerns us.
And where's the fentanyl? Where are these pills coming from? Because we hear, honestly, the only thing I knew about fentanyl is it came in a patch and it was used on a family member who was dying in her final stages of cancer. So, number one, I'm uninformed because I didn't know they came in pills. Do they look like hydrocodone? What do they look like and where are they coming from?
So, going back to what you said, fentanyl is actually, it's a Schedule II substance, which means there is a use for it. It is used. It's a very powerful opioid. It's about 50 to 100 times more powerful than morphine. It's used by doctors to treat chronic pain in cancer patients during surgery. So there is a regulated use for fentanyl. What we're concerned about as the DEA is when it comes in the powder and pill form. So drug cartels and drug trafficking organizations, they have these pill pressing operations at an industrial scale down in Mexico, and they're using chemical precursors that are imported by pharmaceutical companies in China. So after they press these pills to look like what you think would be Adderall or Vicodin or Oxy that you would think you either find somehow it's sold online or you purchase from a friend, they look like these pills that should be only be prescribed by doctors and given out at pharmacy. They're packaged that way, shipped up to the U.S. and distributed. We all know Chicago is a major distribution hub for drug trafficking, and then it's ending up in our communities and killing our Americans.
Luis Agostini is a public information officer at DEA Chicago Division. So, of course, you know, you've got hundreds of thousands of people of an age that just want to party and have a good time at Lollapalooza. So there will be drug dealers there, right? There'll be and they're kids that look like them. You know, they're 20, 30-year-olds that look like the very person they're selling to. And so it's not like there's some bad guy. They're worried about what they're taking. They kind of willingly go, hey, I've got some. Do you want some? Here's the price. Is that kind of how it goes? And it kind of builds a confidence that it's going to be a safe product?
Yeah, I think it's no secret that there has been a history of drug use at concerts and festivals like Lollapalooza here in Chicago and around the country. You're going to have that one kid that may have never taken any kind of narcotic in his or her life. And they go with friends and they're feeling that peer pressure. They encounter someone who is selling or is offering or selling. And again, they may not go there with the intention of, hey, I'm going to take heroin or meth, but or fentanyl. They think they're taking another kind of pill or substance like MDMA to what they think is enhancing their concert and music experience. But that pill may very well be laced with fentanyl and could be the last thing they ever ingest. And it only takes 2 milligrams of fentanyl to potentially kill someone. I think we've seen the visuals of the grams or the very, you know, specks of fentanyl on the U.S. penny or on the tip of a pencil. It really only takes that much to kill someone.
Okay, so like in the case of a powder form where they might be snorting it, they might be rolling up a bill and snorting it, is that bill now laced with fentanyl, and is that enough that it could make somebody else sick?
Not sure about the dollar bill. I think we're more concerned about the actual substance. You bring up a point where it is being mixed into every narcotic, every category of illegal drugs, whether it's cocaine, whether it's heroin. Fentanyl is finding its way into every class of drug.
And are hallucinogenics back? Are those very big at music festivals now?
I don't know that they've gone away, but as far as from a trafficking standpoint, I think we're more concerned about the presence like fentanyl and heroin and also meth as well. That's what we're mostly concerned about, and that's what we're seeing is driving the majority of drug overdose deaths.
Okay, so you're the public information officer for DEA, Chicago Division. You're talking to parents and grandparents who are listening to this show. What do they say? How do they warn, the younger members of their family who might be going to Lala how to stay away from this danger?
You know, I think you hinted at it earlier. I think we're all going to come off like curmudgeons.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're going to roll their eyes, but we owe it to ourselves and to our young ones to have that talk and let them know. Nobody wants to be the bad guy. Everybody wants to avoid confrontation and conflict and difficult conversations. But you have to ask yourself, what's worse, being the bad guy or a bad girl for a couple of hours or a few days, or living with regret and asking yourself, is there more I could have done? Should I have talked to them? That's the last thing I believe any parent wants. So again, just letting them know and knowing the reality, there will be drugs there. There has been drugs in the past. People have died from drug overdose deaths in the past at Lollapalooza. Just making sure they're aware of that reality and coming up with a game plan, letting them know you're there. If you need anything, you are only a phone call away. And just sharing resources. We have a website called One Pill Can Kill. The address is dea.gov/onepill. There's a lot of resources there and information that parents and any adult really can use to guide their conversations with the young ones, especially if they're going to events like Lollapalooza.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. That's a good message to people who are listening.
Thanks, Lisa.
Steve has your 4 o'clock news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up next.